In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Gluttony shows up in 1680.
Let me go on ahead, said the dead man to the hermit. There is a low pile of stones at the far end of the cave on the left, which marks the spot where someone is entombed. It is a place that I visit sometimes. As he was waiting by the high brush just short of the cascading waters, Giovanni turned to look down into the valley. He could distinguish the valley of Arroyo Seco, and, seen from the mountain to its left, he could just glimpse the Indian village of Taos. I wonder which sin I must face now, he asked himself.
It is the sin of gluttony, said a shrill voice from just beyond the brush.
I eat very little now as it is, whispered the hermit to the voice. How can I be guilty of the sin of gluttony?
Gluttony has precious little to do with eating,
came the reply from beyond the brush.
Come closer.
As Giovanni stepped up closer to the falling water, he saw a very skinny demon sitting in the shade of a boulder. Its belly was concave from lack of food in it. However, its head was enormous and swollen, full to the point of bursting. The demon stood up as the hermit approached and belched out,
I am Moloch.
Giovanni reeled at the foul stench that issued forth from the demon's mouth. Tell me about the nature of gluttony in this area, pleaded the hermit with the demon.
Gluttony,
began Moloch,
begins by consuming too much that you don't really need. For some it is food, for many, many others it is an idea, a thought, a gesture, an overindulgence. It is the concept of giving into mental self-gratification at every instance. It involves the idea of not listening to someone else because you are too full of your own notions and concepts. That was the case in that Indian village that you are looking at.
The hermit prepared to listen.
Almost 500 years ago, in the year 1540, the first Spaniards stumbled into this very area. They were led by this red-headed man named Captain Alvarado. Now, Alvarado was a clever man, but he had a fiery temper. He led his men into the Indian village, bearing the idea that nothing that wasn't Spanish could possibly be worth anything. This type of arrogance fed the minds of many of the first Spanish settlers into this area long time to come. They enslaved the Indians in a system that they called the encomienda. They openly flouted the laws and the religious beliefs of the Pueblo Indians. They persecuted religious leaders who might try to undermine what the Franciscan monks were teaching. At last, after enduring such harsh treatment for 140 years, the Indians decided that if the Spanish were too gluttonous to make room for any other notions, then that they could see no good reason why the Spaniards should stay.
The hermit glanced up at the inflated head of the demon Moloch. He was trudging back and forth, waving his hands wildly as he spewed forth his tirade.
Four Pueblo leaders came together to plan revenge on the Spaniards. They gathered together in a kiva just beyond the walls of the village. Three of them were named Catiti, Tapatu, and Jaca. They had come by way of the Pueblo of San Juan. They were being led by another man named Pope. The day of wrath was set for the time when the unsuspecting Spaniards would be thinking of merriment. They sent runners to inform the other pueblos of the day of wrath. The runners carried knotted yucca fibers, often called quipu, to count off the days when the Indians would rise against the Spanish nation.
And what was the day chosen for this? Dies ille, dies ire, asked Giovanni.
It was to take place on August the 13th, but the Spaniards were forewarned by some Indians from Isleta Pueblo. Because the rumor had started to leak out, the day of wrath came 3 days earlier on the 10th of August, the feast of San Lorenzo. The Indians burned down the Catholic church in their village, and they threw the wooden santos outside. They burned the fruit trees and martyred the Franciscan friars at the very entrance to the Pueblo. So great was their outrage against the Spanish nation that they even bathed in the village river and tried to wash away their Christian names and their Christian ways. Then they proceeded to drive the would-be settlers away from the very gates all the way down to Santa Fe.
What is the cure for such gluttony? Asked Giovanni.